This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we're going to go international again tonight because the British, there's been a study done of young British men who, as it turns out, allegedly have traditionalist values. We'll find out what that means. Plus, more information on how crazy Germany is. We've been sort of talking about Germany over the past couple of weeks and how they don't allow you to do business on Sunday. Well, yet another one of our German listeners has emailed in with just some more just nutty stuff from that country. So we'll share all that with you. Plus, we got a story here. We're going to do a little bit of cop-related issues as well. A story that came in via email about a young man who was killed by a state trooper from Springdale. She imagines her son alone and disoriented on a strange and busy road. Police cars pull up beside him. Officers exit and begin yelling orders. Did he follow their verbal commands? She'll never know. Her only comfort is the thought that the handicaps that may have contributed to his death helped diminish Aaron's fear and pain in the end. As confused as he was, he wouldn't have suffered, said his mother. We're talking about Aaron Hamley, who was age 21 at the time of his death. He was shot and killed a couple of weeks ago by an Arkansas State Police trooper who apparently thought that he was shooting an uncooperative fugitive running from the law. Not a severely handicapped man who has never learned to read and could barely communicate.
And probably wasn't armed.
Yeah, probably not.
You shouldn't be shooting people that haven't brandished a weapon. It seems so strange. Why are they always doing that?
That I don't understand. We talked about a story last week.
Is it because
week.
They get away with it over and over and over and over again?
That might be a factor. They do seem to get away with it quite a bit. In this case, she says, he was one of God's special people. He just loved everybody. He was born with too thick of a skull, as a matter of fact, Aaron was, causing cerebral palsy.
Mm.
He also had multiple personality disorder, which was untreatable, according to his mom. She doesn't know what happened in the 9 hours between 10 o'clock Monday, 10 p.m. Monday, and when she last saw Aaron, and at 7 a.m. Tuesday, when he was shot by Officer Larry Norman of the Arkansas State Police.
That's Officer Larry Norman.
Yeah.
I just like to repeat the name.
She doesn't understand how Aaron could have gotten to a different county from where she lived.
Hmm.
He rarely walked outside his comfort zone, which is a 3 or 4 block radius down to the park or maybe even as far as Taco Bell.
But this seems strange that he would get lost like that.
She also doesn't understand how the police could not see that Aaron was disabled, much less confuse him with a wanted criminal. She says, an administrative review of the shooting continued on Wednesday. Norman has been relieved of duty pending the completion of the investigation. It doesn't say if he's still receiving pay, but when it says relieved of duty and it doesn't specify that he has had his pay suspended, I'm guessing that he's still getting paid.
It's usually a vacation.
It's usually that way. Yeah, it's just speculation. There's no way to know, but, I mean, obviously the mom of this disabled guy would know what his practices are generally, and it would seem odd that he would get outside of his comfort zone, but what if, you know, the cop's some kind of, you know, like a weird Hitlerian kind of guy that wants to see a master race, so he thinks that it's a good idea to eliminate anybody with a disability, like a birth defect, and
interesting
decides
idea.
To, hey, Sonny, come on and get in the car. And, you know, he goes, off he goes into the car, and he takes him to someplace secluded or wherever, and then smokes him.
It's a nice idea.
It's not a nice idea.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting idea to think about, but that's not how it really happened.
Okay.
In the actual case, the trooper in question, Mr. Norman, also a couple of other troopers, were called to apparently the scene for the possible sighting of Mr. Adam Ledford, who is a prison escapee of about the same age, 18. The guy who was shot was 21. Prison escapee from Michigan, whom local police had been looking for about 2 days. Officers surrounded the man, who turned out to actually be the retard, on the shoulder of the eastbound lanes of the highway. And according to a news release from the state police, the officers told the man to get on the ground. And he then lay on his back. But
come on, that's going to tell you right there.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't comply with the officer's request to show both of his hands. So he was laying on the ground, doing as the officer said, but he had his hands behind his back, apparently, didn't show them both, and so therefore the officer decided to fire a shotgun blast at the man.
Holy crap.
And he was then transported to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead. She said a family friend told her that while he drove by the shooting scene, police had Hamley handcuffed and was on his stomach and were taking photographs. And so they apparently, for some reason, thought that this mentally retarded man was the criminal, the prison escapee that they were looking for.
You know, I'm sorry. Cops are just too trigger-happy in these circumstances. They're just too trigger-happy. I don't like to be the one to second guess on these situations, but God.
Anyway, they go into details of, you know, where he grew up and how everybody liked him, and he was just a nice kid.
It's so sad. They went and shot this retarded guy.
By the way, his mom thinks that the young man might have been picked up by somebody who and just sort of dropped off somewhere, perhaps who was offering him a ride and realized that they had picked up a retard and maybe just dropped him off down the road. Anyways, just another sad story of the cops totally jumping the gun and getting out of control. And now what's going to happen to the cop in question here? Probably not much. He might get a little administrative slap on the hand. Is he going to lose his job?
Probably
not. I doubt it. I mean, we've had cops shoot people in the back around here where we live, and they didn't lose their jobs. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. We go to the phones to Shane in Iowa. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. What's on your mind, Shane?
Hi, I'm a podcast listener, and so I catch the show a day or two late. So
yes.
This is actually a day or two old, but you guys were talking about business owners' right to hire whoever they wanted.
Did you say fire whomever they wanted?
No, hire. Like with
hire whomever.
Same
okay.
thing. Hire, fire.
Yeah. He just cut out right there at that word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hire. And, the thing is, I completely agree with you guys, and basically I'm just calling to express my support. I am a small business owner, and I actually don't have any employees because my business is just up and running, but I can have a vision of someday in the future having a business, and I would absolutely hate, especially with my small of a company, having any hoop in which the government was preventing me from doing what I wanted to with my own business, especially with the size of the company that I have.
Absolutely. And it's good that you have some vision, because that's what entrepreneurs tend to have, right? I mean, you got to have vision for what you want your company to grow into, what you want your business to become. And if you can't select the people to populate your business based on whatever parameters that you want to set, not based on some bureaucrat's parameters or some elected official's parameters, then maybe your vision for the future of your business isn't going to come true. Maybe it's not going to happen the way that you'd like it to, because you're going to be subject to the rules of some other idiot.
Exactly. And that's continuing to get worse. Just, you know, in the state of Iowa, they're looking at revisiting the minimum wage law. And I just want to speak out of that right now, because minimum wage has all the opposite effects of what the government wants. Oh, it's going to increase spending because there's going to be more money in people's pockets, when in fact...
No, the minimum wage actually does everything the government
That's
wants.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
It precisely does.
Gets
it's
votes.
Just that they're not telling you what it is they want.
Right,
they're
right.
advertising it falsely.
Well, now, wait, I don't think... I don't know. I don't think that a lot of these government officials, if you will, these elected officials, I don't think that they realize how damaging the minimum wage is. I think that they just realize it's a politically popular issue, and that if they get out on the podium and they say, I'm for increasing the minimum wage, that a bunch of people are going to turn out and vote for them. I think that's all that these people know.
Right, right. And it forces smaller businesses to actually go to close. I worked for a small company. It was a restaurant a while back. If he would have paid any of his employees much more than minimum wage, there's no way he could have stayed in business.
Great point, Shane. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231 from the mouth of a small business owner. The minimum wage hurts. More Free Talk Live on the way. You take control of the phones. 800-259-9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwith.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The entire website is free. We got archives there. We got the bulletin board system, live streaming, and more. But if you want to help support the show, we need you to go and vote for us. Like right now would be good.
Yeah, at this very moment.
If you're nearby a computer, go to vote.freetalklive.com. We're heavily pushing the voting tonight compared to normal because we dropped off the top 10 chart today, and that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, we've been in the top 10 consistently, usually within the top 3, for month after month after month. And then all of a sudden this month, either the competition heated up or maybe a bunch of the listeners just said, you know, somebody else will vote for me this month. I don't need to vote this
month. I can tell you that I've been lazy in the whole voting thing. I haven't been asking my friends and the kind of things that I normally do.
Well, I mean, all we need is 300 votes to get back to number one. That's not a lot of votes.
No, not at all.
Thousands of people listening to the show. So it's just a matter of taking the time to go to vote.freetalklive.com and get it done. And don't forget, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. Coming up, we've got information on a young man that was beaten to death by the cops. Walt in Kansas City, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, Walt. What's up?
Well, first of all, I just want to talk about your deal. You know, if I ever get the time to get on your website, I'll actually go look at Wiki, and I will join your AMP thing.
Such a busy man, huh?
I'm serious. I have got about 3 hours worth of work I got to do tonight in Microsoft Word. The only thing I use my computer for normally is billing and everything else. I'm a small business owner, too, and yes, I work by myself. And so I have to play Mr. Mom and Mr. Dad and Mr. Business Owner and all of my employees as well, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, do you have dial-up internet access, Walt?
Yes, I do, and I'll tell you the reason.
You just don't use the internet.
No, I have dial-up internet access because... Two little tiny wires are far more secure than cable or anything else. And
your IP address changes every time you dial up too. So it's the more covert way to do the internet.
well as using a Mac computer.
Yeah. You use a Mac? Wow.
Boy,
that's intense.
Yeah, that and dial up, boy. Yep, it's a slow connection.
I guess if
but Walt, what you don't realize?
No, you don't understand. The Mac is so fast; it's super fast. I mean, I built a new computer for my son for games.
Yeah,
3200 Athlon processor and 2500.
Wow, well, you can build computers too.
Pardon me?
Man, you keep impressing me, Walt. You wear so many hats, Walt. You work on
cars.
Trucks. Yeah. You work on computers.
Obviously, I had to know electronics to be a pilot, okay?
Very good.
Now, Walt, you've got a whole section on the Wiki.
Well, I haven't even looked at it.
Believe it or not, you can go to the Wiki and you can rank the pages on the Wiki. You're within the top, I think, top five pages, the most viewed pages on the Wiki.
I think that the reason that you're at the top five is the picture of the pit bull with the cross the line and your butt is mine quote on it.
Doesn't have a rebel flag in the background.
It's got a rebel flag.
I'm from Louisiana, and I'll tell you what. The rebel flag should not make anybody think that I'm prejudiced because that
no,
is Dixie.
Shouldn't.
That is Dixie, and that's the flag of my home state.
Yeah, it just stood for the Confederacy. It didn't stand for racism. It didn't stand for slavery or anything like that.
No, it certainly didn't.
Some people I am of the opinion, I like the stars and bars. I like the way it looks. I like the way it makes me feel when I see it. But there are times when I think that it's like, it can be inappropriate.
Other people think.
Yeah, I've seen two times black guys with rebel flag t-shirts.
Same
it's
guy
the
or
strangest? No, it's a different dude.
Wow.
It's a strange thing.
I actually saw a decal on the back of a truck that took up the entire back window. It was the stars and bars with a giant bass fish popping out.
Awesome.
Okay, well, like you guys were saying, sometimes it's inappropriate, just like a pit bull, is inappropriate. In other words, at a dog fight, a pit bull would be inappropriate because you shouldn't be fighting dogs anyway.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Yep.
If you love dogs, you certainly shouldn't be fighting them.
Yeah, these are my babies. These are an extension of my kids and my grandkids. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I got a vasectomy, and all I have is, all I can have is animals at this point.
Well, anyway... if we get into a break, I hope you guys will hold me.
Got plenty of time. What else was on your mind? Go for it.
Okay, what I was going to say, I wanted to touch on this thing about, what was that obscene gesture last night?
Uh-huh.
That is so stupid. Everybody involved with charging somebody with an obscene gesture ought to be biatch slapped.
Yeah.
As far
it's
as
outrageous.
I'm concerned.
Specific charge was disorderly conduct. A man was facing a disorderly conduct charge for flipping off a government construction worker. The charge was dropped, though, which was, you know, that's good. Of course, he still had to go through the process of being arrested and all of that.
Yeah, although, it's all garbage. They ought to reimburse him for that. But anyway, what I was going to say is, one time, a couple of buttheads pulled out in front of me, you know, in a hurry, as soon as the light turned green on the opposite side. And, of course, I honked my horn at them, and I got a big number one,
yeah.
you know, stuck out the window.
Right.
And I zipped my window down, and the first thing, and I hollered at them because I've got, you know, well, I drive that big, huge Cadillac four-wheel drive diesel pickup, you know.
You should get a PA system in there. That way you don't have to holler at them. You can just pick up your microphone for your CB and click it on and then just yell
through the
speaker.
I don't even have a CB, but anyway, I hollered at them. I said, is that your age or your IQ?
My son,
he was, I don't know, 8 or 9 at the time, and he laughed so hard he almost, he said he was laughing so hard that he told me, he said, I gotta go, you know, and I said, no, I said, and he
Man,
asked
so your
me,
son
you
almost
did,
peed his pants, huh?
He said, how come you didn't do it back to him? I told him, I said, in the first place, son, I said, I'm a man. I don't flip anybody off.
Well, that would lower you down to their level, wouldn't it, Walt? If you flip them off back in return, it would just be you'd be like them at that point, right?
And yeah, exactly. And when I'm cruising in traffic, if I see somebody flip me off, it's usually them that's the big dummy, and I just look at them and I just shake my head.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, or wave or whatever.
Sticks and stones, my man. Yep. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. You can't let that kind of stuff get to you.
Yeah. It doesn't benefit you in any way.
No, as a matter of fact, whenever I get the bird flipped at me, I usually flash the grandest smile I have, just and a nice wave.
Yeah. They hate that.
They do.
That's what I used to do in retail back when I used to work at Kmart. If you have an angry customer, they want to be angry and they want to get a rise out of you. They want to get a reaction out of you. And if you sit there with a big old smile on your face and say, thank you, sir, well, we certainly appreciate it. You have a great day.
Come back and see us sometime.
Yeah, they hate that.
Oh, yeah.
It makes them even more angry. And it makes me feel good because I've really put one over on them.
Kill them with kindness.
Yep, exactly. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, road rage stories, whatever's on your mind. Also, the details coming up. On a 14-year-old young lad who was murdered, in my opinion, by boot camp guards. We'll give you the details, what the autopsy has revealed. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map with hundreds of our listeners, over 900 of them, as a matter of fact, have posted themselves. They have a digital pushpin on our map at map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it. You don't need to have a photo of yourself, but you can add a photo in there. You can add a phrase in there and punch in your location and your name, and you'll add yourself to our map at map.freetalklive.com. Still to come, details on the young man, 14 years old, who was killed by boot camp operators here in the state of Florida. We'll give you the story on that, but actually let's head over to the email box first. This one came in from New Hampshire, the Free State, if you will, from Nick. He says, "Dear Free Talk Live, I live in Keene, New Hampshire, which I know you've heard about, and I'm a relatively new listener to your show. I found it merely by chance by doing a search on free radio show MP3s or something to that effect, because I'd been bored or listening to label machines at work all day long. First off, thank you for offering your shows as simple MP3s and not just podcasts. Because I listen on a Windows mobile PC, and podcasting software is cumbersome at best for this, and so he appreciates being able to just click and download." So that's good. He says, "I'm a Christian, and I just graduated from a mostly liberal, hippie, environmental freak public school while raised in a Republican home and church. Even though I wasn't old enough to vote in the 2004 election, I heard enough of the 'everyone exercise your right to vote' at school, and Lord, I pray that everyone goes to the polls this week and makes the right choice," obviously supporting Bush at the church. "I ended up telling people, even if I was old enough, I'd choose to exercise my right not to vote. I decided in the 2004 year that democracy just makes everyone mad at each other. I didn't really care to think of voting again until I tuned into your show and was reminded that there's more than blue and red out there. I wonder how many other people have that sort of same feeling in America right now. How many people are just fed up with what they perceive to be their only choices? How many people are sick and tired of Republicans and Democrats?"
I'd say most.
You think so? I would tend to agree with you, or darn close to it.
You know, there's a large number of the population that does not consider themselves to be either Republican or Democrat.
Well, we know 62% of talk radio listeners don't consider themselves either one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the actual population percentage is, but it's got to be significant.
Yeah.
In any poll, usually independent is the majority.
Yeah.
When they actually break down, well, what's your political party? Well, there's Republicans, Democrats. Independents usually not more than both Republicans and Democrats combined, but more than either one of those.
Well, that's why the politicians consistently, over and over again, figure out ways to keep other parties from entering the fray. I mean, there's just been too many close calls for them. They don't like that Jesse Ventura won. They don't like how close Ross Perot got.
And he did get close.
Yeah. Ross Perot would have been our president if he hadn't freaked out during the campaign. Like, he went a little weird and, like, withdrew and then came back in.
I quit. No, never mind. I was just kidding.
And, like, that was the problem.
Who knows what was going on behind the scenes, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, with the Democrats and the Republicans having their power structures threatened like that, and it was after the 1992 election when they did institute, I think they took away the debates from the League of Women Voters and they put it into the hands of the Commission for Presidential Debates,
right,
which is a group organized and run by the Republicans and Democrats.
Right. Absolutely. There's not going to be... I mean, last year, when the Libertarian and the Green Party candidate tried to enter the where the debates were, they had them arrested. Arrested. I mean, there's... That's it. You can. They're doing whatever they can, and they're scared to death of a third party.
Our young man who is emailing here has several more issues. We're going to put it on hold, though. Go to the phones, because this is the show about your calls, because it's a multi-issue email. Let's go to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ, The Edge, Z600. Hello, David. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Howdy, folks. If I'm not mistaken, I think a great positive event happened in history today or yesterday that you could cross the 38th parallel now. I think North Korea and South Korea opened up the borders, and I think it's being very underplayed. I thought I heard that on the news.
Really? And,
that would be monumental.
I can't imagine that because the United States military is still in South Korea.
That's right.
Right. I heard that you could cross back and forth now. And
where did you hear this, David? I mean, that's interesting.
On one of them half hour news. Break, you know, in between it was said real short, like you could walk across now or whatever. I would like someone to maybe check it out, or maybe I just didn't hear right.
I think Manwich, you're punching that up right now, Manwich. We're gonna poke around. We'll do a Google.
That's like the second Berlin Wall coming down.
Yeah, that would be huge news. I can't believe that if that news was actually happening, that it wouldn't be at the top of every internet news website right now. I mean, that's tremendous. We're going to look around for it. If we find anything, David, we'll definitely clue you in, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Man, that would be really just, wow,
yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah, exactly.
If that were to happen. How many years has the DMZ been there? I mean, since the Korean War?
Yeah.
Over 50 years, right? I mean,
yeah, I think
60, 70 years.
It's a little over 50.
Yeah,
I can't find anything on the South Korean, the Yahoo South Korean news site. Doesn't seem to have anything as far as that goes.
Yeah,
there is, in fact, it looks like their prime minister may resign over of the golf scandal, GOLF scandal.
He probably wasn't paying close attention to the newscast, and therefore maybe he heard a few keywords and. You never know. Wait, if you're not locked into what they're saying on the news, it's possible that you could misunderstand. Back to the email from our young friend in New Hampshire. He says, I chose against following what society now says is the norm, and I didn't choose a college after high school. Not because I'm dumb or anything. On the contrary, I scored mostly above average grades, and he apparently got a 4 on his AP calculus exam, so he's a pretty smart dude.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, I'm working full-time, and I'm listening to your show in the process. I'd just like to point out that Bill Gates dropped out of college.
He did?
I believe Dave from Wendy's fame. He's now dead. But
Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas. He never went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Who are some other celebrities or some big names?
Couldn't tell you. I'm.
What about Ray Kroc from McDonald's? I, for some reason, feel like
he was a salesman.
Yes. Yeah. pretty much every musician, popular musician out there.
You don't go to college to learn how to do sales. You don't. Do they even teach sales?
I don't think they even understand sales in college.
They hate salespeople in college.
I mean, well,
salespeople are the enemy of academia. They don't get it. Anyway, so I totally support staying out of college unless you have to go to college for the career that you've chosen. If you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be one of those sorts of careers, well, you can't avoid college.
That's why I quit going to school. I mean, I bounced around at a few different colleges, and it just wasn't working for me.
Yeah, I mean, sucks up your time and your money, and
it doesn't.
What good is it?
I found that rarely, very, very rarely, did I find a class in which I was both interested and I was learning something. Very, very seldom did I find one of those.
Well, plus the other thing that's rare about college is kids graduating from college from a 4-year university. And rarely being able to find a job in the field that they've chosen their major.
Certainly, I don't know whether they can find a job, but they don't. For whatever reason, they don't. The vast majority of people, when they get a degree, don't end up in the field of study that they got a degree in.
Yeah,
and they think that they're obligated to a much better job with better pay because they went out and got a liberal arts degree. And I'm sorry, I don't think that you are.
Right, I'd hire someone with experience over a college degree. any day.
Damn straight.
800-259-9231, but there I am, discriminatory business owner. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, and this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
Jason.
And man,
gee,
are we
glad you're here,
buddy?
Jason. Just came up out of nowhere.
All right, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there. Hundreds and hundreds of people interacting there. Over 1,200 of them, as a matter of fact. And over 90,000 posts for you to surf around through. Fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find all kinds of different conversations on the bulletin board system. bbs.freetalklive.com is a place to go for it. It's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. By the way, we just had a call come in from David in Montana, asking about whether or not the DMZ has been dissolved between South Korea and North Korea. One of our listeners who's on the ball here shot me an email, and we were all kind of looking around on the internet during the break. According to Reuters, the buildings are bright and modern, but mostly empty, a testament to modern South Korean efficiency and the impoverished North Korea's reluctance to embrace its neighbor in the outside world. On Wednesday, the South opened two new checkpoints to process the trickle of traffic crossing the fortified border. But business was hardly brisk. South Korea has strict rules on its citizens crossing the Cold War's last frontier, and ordinary North Koreans are banned from traveling to the wealthy capitalist South Korea. So they spent nearly $100 million building and upgrading the two existing checkpoints with a clear eye to the future. So not really too much has changed. They've just sort of added some checkpoints to, I guess, assist in processing any the few people that can, I suppose, actually come across the border. And another, a different article that I found via Googling from, let's see, news, VOA News, Voice of America News, looks like the South Korean president is making moves to possibly try to smooth things over between the two countries, but North Korea is just ignoring them. So the South Korean president would like to open the border, I think. He would like to end the hostilities. He would like to change things. But that would require, according to the details here, they have a peace regime, as they call it. It's not a peace treaty. They have a peace regime. And in order to have this peace that the South Korean president is proposing, along with George Bush, the North is going to have to dismantle their nuclear weapons program. And I don't think old Kim Jong is going to be looking
Kim Jong Il is not going to do that crap.
No. Right. I don't understand it. North and South Korea, it's like light and day. I mean, North Korea, you have the mandate where men have to cut their hair short because long hair saps all that oxygen that would go to your brain.
What, right. They tell people that?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
that
we reported on
it. I remember we reported on it, but I don't remember the oxygen to the brain part.
No,
apparently they don't have science in North Korea.
Apparently not.
No, they just make it up. They make up what I mean. They presented it as science to their citizens, but it was scientific stats coming from the North Korean government, which is just trying to make everyone look like their great leader or whatever.
Yeah, who actually lopped off his pompadour for the deal?
Did he really?
Yeah, he did. Cut his hair short.
Crazy.
To show how serious he was about the new regulations. Anyway, so there's your detail. So not really much has changed on the border between South and North Korea. And I don't predict that much is going to be changing anytime in the near future unless there's some sort of violent overthrow of the commies in North Korea. I mean, that what else could possibly change things, right? I mean, there's some underground in North Korea. We read a story a while back about how there's graffiti that'll appear from time to time, a pro-liberty style kind of graffiti, but it's very sparse, and they do their best to track it down and
sure.
and crush those people.
Now, being that North Koreans are prohibited from going to South Korea, are they just prohibited from going across the border, or could they go
by way? I don't think they can leave.
They can't leave? I mean, they couldn't take a plane to, I don't know, Taiwan and then go to South Korea?
I can't imagine that they could. I mean, it seems like in a communist nation, and they're not technically communist, are they? They're kind of socialist, close.
Definitely totalitarian.
Totalitarian yeah. socialism or something like that. In a nation like that, you don't want to let your citizens leave. I mean, they're essentially your slaves, and you don't want to let them get out. Why would they come back?
Sure.
So there you go. 1-800-259-9231. All right, going back to the email box from our Christian friend up in New Hampshire. He's got a number of issues that he's concerned with. He's new to this libertarianism mm-hmm. idea. He stumbled across Free Talk Live at random, even though he's actually in the Free State. He's in New Hampshire. He just happened to find us on the web.
Well, there's no good reason why somebody in New Hampshire would particularly find us.
Indeed. He says, though I agree with much of what you say, even somewhat on the legalizing of recreational drugs, I have been hurt by others doing drugs and breaking relationships. But perhaps there would have been a better turnout to these if the substance was tolerated by the government. One of the few concerns I have about legalizing drugs is making it easier to have drivers under the influence of substances.
This is the biggest, I would say, the biggest issue facing the legalization of drugs.
Really? Yes. Driving?
This is what everyone goes to. And I think that it's, you know, I think it's
always
legitimate.
The roads, man. Always something about the roads.
I think it's the most legitimate thing. But
no, it's not legitimate because it's just them pretending. It's just them telling themselves that, well, drugs are illegal, so nobody's on the roads that are on drugs. What? There's plenty of people on the roads with drugs in their system.
I think that one could say, I think that it's fair to say that the drug laws prevent some people from doing drugs some of the time.
Maybe yes. some.
So therefore, sure. that's in their mind, they're making the roads safer for that reason.
Then again, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a drug that will impair your driving capabilities more so than alcohol.
Yes, and that's always the direction to go with it.
Use
is
reverse
there
logic.
Is no drug out there that's weirder than alcohol. I mean, you chug yourself 5 or 6, you know, straight glasses of vodka, you're going to be
hammered.
Yeah, so work the logic in reverse.
Right.
If they don't want to legalize drugs because they're worried about people being dangerous on the roads, then that's an argument to make alcohol illegal again, isn't it? 800-259-9231, you take control of the airways. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves toll free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We want you to support the show by voting for us. It's in the middle of the month. Normally we do a vote push at the beginning of the month, but apparently we didn't push hard enough at the beginning of the month, so we're doing it now. We're making up for it. We need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show because it makes a huge difference. It means the difference between us being on the top 10 and not. And earlier today, we were not in the top 10. We had dropped off, and that's totally unacceptable. We need to be in the top 10. We need to be as high as possible. We need to be in the top 3 at least.
Yeah.
And it's only going to take 300 or so votes to actually get up to number 1. That's totally doable if you go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And if you tell your friends to do it, too. Tell your friends over the Instant Messenger. Shoot some emails out. Let them know.
Yeah, call your folks. You probably haven't done it in a while.
It's a perfect excuse to talk to Mom again. All right, let's go to David in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, man?
There are a couple quick things, actually. On your last thing, I'm over. All right, not a call, but I'm on the road, and I'm hot right now, so...
Oh, you're on the road, you're high, and you're on a cell phone talking to us.
Well, I pulled over to call, but...
Oh, come on.
He's a responsible drug user. How many times a week do you drive high?
Honestly, yeah. 7.
So every day, you drive high every single day.
Usually at some point I'm high while I'm driving. Usually after work on the way home.
Have you ever gotten into an accident that you can 100% say, you know what, I might not have gotten into that accident if I wasn't high at the time?
I'm 28 and I haven't been in any accidents.
You haven't been in any accidents, but you smoke marijuana and drive every day. So you're quote unquote stone driving every day, but you have never been in an accident?
Right. And I have also driven drunk, although I'm not a huge drinker, but I've been drunk driving, and I would say that it's a lot worse. I mean,
oh, of course.
I couldn't drive for very long. I was like, oh, this is too unsafe. I've got
Reasons why is because when you're high on marijuana, at least, you're aware of your impairment. You know that, you know, if there is some impairment, you know about it.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
And so you'll compensate your driving abilities. You might, might not follow as closely. You might not go quite as fast as you might normally. And so therefore you're compensating for it. In fact, driving studies have borne this fact out. I mean, actual studies of people on alcohol, people on marijuana,
yep.
and people who are just straight driving have shown that the people on marijuana are actually a fraction of a percentage safer, statistically insignificant, but a little safer than regular drivers. And, of course, drunk drivers are totally off the charts. I mean, they're so dangerous, it's insane. David, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Wait, go quick. I'm
always
just going to say, as far as not being safe driving, there's a little joke, which is pretty accurate because they have this Me Too, but there's a difference between a drunk driver and a stone driver. The drunk driver will run through the stop sign, while the stone driver will sit there and wait for it to turn green.
All right, David. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, there's no doubt that there's a huge difference between those two different impairments.
I would say that the biggest problem with stone drivers is that they're a little too careful.
Too careful?
A little too careful. You know, it's a little annoying. Somebody who's too careful on the road, annoying.
Well, at least they're being safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I'm just saying that's the biggest problem. Certainly better than, drunk drivers, which I think the biggest problem with them is that they want to ram you when you make them mad.
Well, and the drunks don't realize how wasted they are.
Yeah.
So they get behind the wheel and they think they're fine. Hour number three on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...